These are the Barah Ministries announcements for February 10th, 2019. Mark your calendars. The next elders meeting is February 23rd, 2019 from 12 to 1:30. And we had an elders meeting yesterday. We're quite frisky meeting, as a matter of fact. We're planning publications. We're getting ready for guests. And, you know, we want to think about how we want to treat our guests and what kind of written material we want to give to our guests so they know that this isn't just a place where you come into, you hear something you don't like, and then you leave. That you got to come over here and stay for about 8 times and get comfortable with the terminology. A lot of people who come to a church are really uncomfortable when they come into the church because they don't know what's being said. But it really doesn't take much time to catch up here in Barah Ministries. And so we want to make the entrance for our guests a lot smoother and more comfortable so they'll stick around for a while so that they can get the Word of God into them. Also, we have changed our brand. We now have a new logo. And so one of the things that happens when a church starts is that if you look at their publications, they're all over the place, right? And then at a point, if the church is smart, they get a brand, and now the transition from entrepreneurially cobbling everything together and throwing stuff together that doesn't have a similar look and feel to moving to getting help from a designer is what we were talking about. That's what we got quite frisky about yesterday. So our new logo package has business cards, it has forms, it has colors, and we're going to be using those colors. So we are officially in the transition to that new brand. And so anything that you want to publish that has Barah Ministries on it, you should probably run it by the elders so that we can make sure that you get the support you need to have that look and feel the way our brand is going to look and feel. Next week we visit the vets at 2 p.m. That's February 17th at 2 p.m. And we're just working on what we're going to take them. June, we need the songs today, please, so that we can get, we have a much more prepared approach to going to the vets this year. And so this is another thing that's transitioning for us, that if we're going to be a church and we're going to have ministries, then we have to approach that ministry with an objective. And our objective in our ministries is always two things. One is to communicate the gospel message to unbelievers. Two is to get the Word of God into believers in Christ. So we want to make sure that everything we do has those two components in it. And so there. Mark your calendars. The non-resident congregation homecoming is April 26th to the 28th. Pastor John Farley will be joining us. We were talking about subject matter. We're probably going to talk about religion. Christianity versus religion, which should be a fun subject. So you need to get your airline tickets and your hotel rooms now. Larry, are we going to set up hotel rooms over at the Courtyard Marriott? Okay, that'd be great. So let me know when that's all set. If you buy from Amazon, you can get your purchases on Amazon Smile. And when you do, Amazon will contribute an amount, a percentage of your purchase to Barah Ministries. So you can set it up to designate Barah Ministries as your charitable organization, and Amazon will give us a contribution. I think I have bought around $10,000 worth of stuff from Amazon over the last 3 months, and we've gotten $12. So it's an amazing. Yeah, that was a joke, but I haven't bought $10,000 worth of anything. But it's a small amount, but every amount helps. We need it. So don't forget to do that. And also, if you work for a corporation that you don't own, check to see if there's a matching gift program. If your company has one, whatever you contribute, they will match. You have to sign up for that. But we have people in the non-resident congregation who do that, and it's very welcome. And we really appreciate it. So please check that out. There's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app. You can download it at the Apple iTunes Store or at the Google Play Store. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. And you can have the Word of God at your disposal all the time. One of the things that I've been doing that has been very successful is when I'm talking to people about the church, I just pull out my phone, I pull up the app, and I tell them to download the app right away. And people are doing it. And then I'll play a lesson, and I'll show them me on the lesson, and they'll go, oh, wow, that's really cool. And a guy that I was talking to the other day listened to about 5 minutes of the lesson. He said, wow, I got to get that. I want to hear that. So don't underestimate the power of mobile. You know, this is where people are now. People are on their phones all the time. And so, you know, we can, you know, I'm going to certainly trash, you know, our overuse of the phone. As a matter of fact, if we were as the same with the Bible as we are with these phones, it would be an amazing thing. We take them everywhere. We're always looking at it. We're customizing it for ourselves. Imagine if people were doing that with their Bible. Imagine what their lives would be like. And so, but we're not going to fight the trend. If they're on the phone, we're going to go to the phone. And so, by all means, get your friends to do that. Grant us the funds. God grant us the funds. We began the process of getting our grant written. I met with the grant writer on Friday. I'm meeting with him again next Friday. And he's going to be developing a matrix of potential donors. And that will be a matrix of solicited grants, where the donating organization is asking for help to give their money away. This is a beautiful thing. They have money to give, and they have a target audience that they want to get help to, but they don't have the way to help them. We have the way to help them. And then there are unsolicited grants as well, where you can send to organizations that are not actually soliciting grants, but they do have money and they do give money. And if they find a grant request that is something that they would want to support, they will. I told the grant writer that I told you that his job this year was to find us $3 million so that we can build our facility. And he said, okay, well, we'll get that done. So that's a commitment. So that's what we're going to do. And what we need from you, of course, is prayer. So right after the service, we'll have our prayer power session where we will send our petitions and intercessions up to God to get his supernatural power headed toward our petitions and intercessions. But it's going to be a fun thing to see our prayers come true. It's going to be a fun thing to see what we've been preparing for a long time be granted to us. And I'm really excited about it, and especially excited about it that it'll be debt-free, because being black, I don't like debt. Black people are not into debt. We're very scared. I'm scared of debt. So anyway, and then I also asked him to find us some grants for operational funds to the tune of about $250,000. And that would allow us to give the pastors and the deacons a salary in addition to running conferences. And we just have a lot less worry on our head if we had funds that were coming in. Because your contributions are excellent and growing. And that's part of what we need. But there's another part that we need as well. And then we won't have to be biting our nails all the time. And we spend a lot of time biting our financial nails. All right, so those are the announcements for February 10th, 2019.